Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Today news update.
I'm Alex Fasano with your Pro Football Today news update. You heard it from Gabe Morenci just now. The Buffalo Bills, nobody circles the wagon like the Buffalo Bills. Currently your 2-point favorites in this one, the over under 44.5. He expects a beatdown from Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. I mean, Dane, you're shaking your head. Yes, I think you agree here that Giants aren't going to be able to keep up.
I do believe that the Giants' defense is a lot worse than the Jets' defense. So if they were able to make hay against the Jets' defense in that second half with LCJ Mosley, I do believe. I'm with Gabe. I do think that the Buffalo Bills will exit MetLife after two road games here at 2-0.
And you got, again, your inactives for the Giants. Their receiving core is nothing. Sterling Shepard out. Darius Slayton out.
As you heard when we talked with Drew Dinkmeyer, exactly. Evan Engram, an interesting DFS option today. He had 14 targets in week one, and he's the last man standing in that Giants offense right now, besides, of course, Saquon.
There you go, Saquon, the number one overall pick in almost everybody's fantasy draft. He will have to carry the load here for the Giants. Another game Gabe mentioned just now, Jacksonville Jaguars and the Houston Texans, Gardner Minshew getting his first career start. Did you see a picture of him with all the get-ups and everything? He looks like an American-made man.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like he's living his best life right now. He's living his best life right now. He's got the spotlight. He was like a 6th-round pick out of Mike Leach's system out there. And what do you know? He's starting right now in week two. Gotta love it.
There you go. They're currently 7.5-point dogs, plus 280 on the money line.
I'll tell you what, though, in that game, remember how everybody was so concerned for Deshaun Watson's health? And Deshaun Watson got banged up a little bit on Monday night against that Saints? Well, Saxonville will be coming for them in this one. So I wouldn't go so crazy about, oh, it's only Gardner Minshew, they're definitely going to lose. That Jacksonville defense and Leonard Fournette will be there to control the clock and game flow as well.
All right, we're going to see how Mr. Minshew takes his first career start, how seriously he will be in this one. Dane, you mentioned it earlier in the day, the Los Angeles Chargers and the Detroit Lions. You got a lot of plays here on this one. The Chargers, currently 1.5-point favorites. You know their kicker, Mike Bagley, is still out. So it is still Ty Long's day.
Yeah, and Bagley's not the only one, right? I mean, obviously Hunter Henry got banged up. It looks like it's going to be going down to the wire with Mike Williams as a call, right? So the idea of obviously Melvin Gordon still not there. We're going to talk about this game. I kind of have shekels on Austin Eckler to score a touchdown as a prop bet at plus 120. This looks like Keenan Allen and Austin Eckler for the Chargers today. So get them in your lineups.
So it's going to be a very big run-heavy day for the Chargers. Maybe even some couple screen passes down field to Eckler. We know he can do. We know how talented he is. So we'll keep an eye on that one as well. I know you love this matchup because I know Venmo Brian, if he's watching, Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Redskins. Dallas now 6-point favorites, according to FanDuel Sportsbook. And Jordan Reed and Darius Geis, both inactive for the Redskins. We're going to see Vernon Davis. We're going to see Adrian Peterson. You know, I know you got your 7.5-point bet with Brian. Did he ever mention a wager?
No, he did not, but that's okay. I refer you to Thursday Night Football, though, a team in a division that everybody thought was going to be in last place in that division, going on the road to take on, you know, the kind of more highly regarded team. There's no reason the Washington football team can't hang, in my opinion, with the Dallas Cowboys, or at least get another one of those backdoor covers, just like they did in week one. So we shall see what happens in that NFC East matchup.
Yeah, we saw them take it to Philadelphia in the first half of that game. They look like a real great football team. Everyone was hitting their strides, but a little banged up, so we'll see how Washington can adapt.
Home opener for the Washington football team.
There you go, home opener. We'll see how they adapt against a tough division rival. The over-under in that one is 46.5 as well. And Washington plus 210 on the money line if you want to throw something down in this one. Another game, Mr. Morenci mentioned before the top of the hour, Arizona Cardinals and Baltimore Ravens. Ravens, you're 12.5-point favorites in this one. Arizona plus 500 on the money line. He said he can expect Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals to come back like they did against Detroit. Do you expect a high shootout in here? Not really.
Listen, Gabe is absolutely right that Arizona in that kind of prevent defense down by two touchdowns, you know, the back door could be live. Kyler Murray will continue to sling it. The question for me, though, is if Baltimore is just too good. And quite frankly, if Kyler Murray makes mistakes, don't put it above the Baltimore defense to score in this one as well.
There you go, right there. And I know you said You got Mark Ingram in on a couple of your fantasy teams. So
I do. I think he's going to be low owned because of the questionable tag.
Sure.
But he practiced fully on Thursday and Friday. He did work in only like a half against Miami. This Cardinals defense, I don't think, is up to the test. I think Mark Ingram produces today. Yes, I do have some shares of him in DFS today.
So there you go. Plug him in. If Dane likes him, so might well plug him in. Follow Dane's advice on that one. You know, he's a spitting statistician. So he's got all.
I'm the what?
Spitting statistician.
There you
my
go.
Apologies.
It's not that
my
easy.
Apologies.
Say it five times.
It's
fast,
a tongue twister.
Man.
It is quite the tongue twister right over there for Dane Martinez. One more game we'll go through right here. I got to do it, guys. Seattle Seahawks taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh 4-point favorites. It is a bounce back game for Ben and Juju and that Steelers offense. The over under in this game 47.5. Dane, you have no shares at anybody in this, really? I mean, this is you're expecting a bounce back for
not
Pittsburgh.
In DFS. I do think Pittsburgh bounces back at home, but listen, the guys are right. Blewett and Joe are both saying, hey, we expect maybe Pittsburgh to bounce back, but that this is a kind of number in no man's land correctly, right? So, you know, Seattle will come to play. It's not like Russell Williams is going to, I mean, Russell Wilson's ever going to defecate the mattress on you.
Absolutely.
But I do think the Steelers produce at home today.
And just as a fan perspective, the Steelers are not the best against running quarterbacks. So if Russell can get going in the pocket, Steelers will have a tough time with him today.
That's why they play the game.
There we go. All right, that about does it for me for this hour. I'm Alex Fasano with your news update. Sending it back to Dane, Joe, and Mike on Pro Football Today.
Folks, we're going on grid.
This is Sports Grid. Get on the grid. Pro Football Today.
Back to pass, pumps to the left, 8 seconds left. He gets away from the pressure, fires to the end zone.
Hour number two on Pro Football Today. Thanks for keeping it locked on the grid. Nice job by Alex Fasano there, giving us some news. Be sure to keep it locked here all throughout the show, and Alex will be giving you some inactive news at the top of the next hour. It should be really important for those of you fantasy owners and gamblers out there that are looking for a little bit more information as to who's in, who's out of the lineup. Joe Mixon, a key guy today, dealing with an injury. Looks like he's ready to go, Dane, but he does want to test it in pregame warmups.
Yeah, that's the kind of news I don't like when I'm thinking about whether I start someone for fantasy or not, right? When they're going to ultimately go but still have to test it or still a game-time decision, that reeks to me of limited number of snaps or decoy out there. And I think this hurts both Mixon and Giovanni Bernard. Like, if I just heard that Mixon was out, then I'd be firing up Giovanni Bernard in DFS and in other places. The fact that he's going to give it a shot and then probably go, to me, that risks injury in the middle of the game or something doesn't go right or a limited number of snaps, and that worries me out there for Cincinnati.
Joe, something like that really impact the way that you're thinking of the game? It's such a short line anyway. We're down at plus one. It wouldn't stun me if that got to even at by kickoff with the Niners on the road coming off a road win in Tampa. Now they're in Cincinnati, and they stayed in Ohio all week in the run-up to this game. So I don't know if an injury like that would really adversely impact the way you're thinking about the game.
Yeah, listen, I think if Cincinnati proved one thing last weekend, it's that they, the rookie head coach, that team, and Andy Dalton, maybe not as bad as we thought they were going to be. So I'd side with the home team.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Niners had a lot of momentum going into the season last year, lost all of it by Jimmy G getting injured. And now here we are. Nobody believes in them. They go on the road. They get a win. They might get a second one here. I like the Niners today. But we'll come back, get Joe's thoughts on Ravens Cardinals. We didn't get it earlier, so we'll do that right after the break.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go
to Modell's. Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com. Or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, andro400.com.
Back on the grid, Mike, Joe, and Dane. Sorry if somebody just walked in our camera shot, but we're doing our best here.
They got to get their bets in, Blewett. They got to get their bets in.
A lot of stuff that's going on.
It's only an hour and a half left until kickoff. We got to get those action.
A lot going on in the FanDuel Sportsbook here, Sports Grid Studios live at the Meadowlands. Giants-Bills kicking off right behind me in about an hour and a half. It's literally right over my right shoulder. You can't see it, obviously, but it's right there. So, Joe, I was going to talk to you really quickly about Cardinals-Ravens. You know, Kyler Murray didn't look good to start the game, but he ends up with 308 and two scores in that tie against Detroit. And with 300 yards passing today against Baltimore, he can join Cam Newton as the only player to pass for at least 300 yards in each of their first two career games in NFL history. Now, given the state of their offense, would you think that Murray has a shot to do that against the Ravens?
I do. As a matter of fact, I do think there's a lot of value on the Cardinals in this game due to the fact that that hurry up offense by Arizona gassed. There's a reason why they scored all those points in the fourth quarter. They gassed that defense of Detroit early on in the season. Jimmy Smith, by the way, is out in the secondary for the Ravens. So I don't know. I think Crabtree's on his way back. I don't know if Crabtree's playing today, but I think Crabtree's got a bit of a revenge factor happening for him, too. I like the points here. I think it's way, way too much value being put on Lamar and what we saw from Miami. I do like Arizona. I don't know that they'll win, but I do think that this is going to be a single-digit win as opposed to a double-digit loss for the Cardinals.
Good stuff there. Thanks, Joe. So we will move over to the next game. Dallas going into Washington. Right now, Dallas is 6-point favorite. They are minus 245. Washington plus 210 on the money line. It's interesting. We're going to talk about three divisional matchups in this segment. Seven divisional matchups early in the season here in week two. So a lot of those games with teams having a lot of familiarity with one another. Sometimes you see the spreads tend to be a little bit tighter. We're seeing with a few of the games. Right here, it's nearly a touchdown, Dane. 46.5 over. Dak looked brilliant last week. Amari Cooper, I think, is a DFS darling for a lot of people today. So give me your initial thoughts on this game.
I'm actually on the other side. I like Washington in this one. I was more impressed with Washington being able to stay close with Philadelphia in that first half, and they come home. I think Washington, in a close divisional matchup, I think this is more nip and tuck than the point spread allows. And here's the other thing. Dak looked great in week one, but it was against that Giants defense, okay? I think this Washington front is a lot better up front to be able to not stop, but slow, potentially, Ezekiel Elliott. You got Josh Norman out there to potentially take care of Amari Cooper. There are some reports that he may be shadowing. So I actually don't think Dallas looks as amazing as they did in week one. You combine that with Washington at home, the divisional matchup. I actually will take the points on the Washington football team. I really believe that front for Washington is a lot stronger than what Dallas had to deal with the Giants at home in week one.
Joe Keenum, Case Keenum had a good thing going on with Terry McLaurin last week. They hit that big touchdown pass. McLaurin over 100 yards. By the way, four rookies last week in their first games, over 100 yards. Marquise Brown, A.J. Brown, T.J. Hockenson, and Terry McLaurin. So do you think Washington can hang tough again, Joe?
Yeah, and I think a lot of this is welcome to overreaction week two of the NFL. All I have heard all week is, oh, my, Dak Prescott, pay the man. It's unbelievable. Since he's gotten Amari Cooper, he's just been phenomenal. Well, he's tossed 20 touchdowns in 12 games since they've gotten Amari Cooper. Yeah, eight of those came against two games against the Giants. All right, this is not the Giants. This isn't the Giants' defense. This is a Redskins. Say what you want about the offense. I think they're going to lean on Adrian Peterson a lot today. I would fully expect the Washington defense to be able to bring Dak Prescott back down to reality. Yeah, I like the under in this game, too. I don't think there's nearly as many points scored. And I think it's a right around 46.5, 47, somewhere in there. I like the under in this game.
That's right. Yeah, I could see that. Like a 24-20 game. Washington keeps it tight. I'm having a tough time with that one, too. I don't want to take the Cowboys laying six on the road. It was a really good for week one performance, but I don't think anybody's feeling so outside of the massive fan base that they have. I don't think anybody's feeling that good about the Cowboys that they're just going to start blowing teams out, divisional opponents out every week. So, Dane, how about your concerns with Zeke Elliott for DFS players, for fantasy players? Zeke Elliott's workload continue to see an increase here? Or do you think they keep their foot off the gas a little bit still?
No, I mean, listen, I think Zeke will get more and more touches, more and more opportunity as, you know, as we go on, right? But at the third most expensive person, at least on FanDuel at $8,500, I just think there's better options. So, for example, if I'm going to spend that kind of money, I'd spend it on Alvin Kamara in what I believe is going to be an incredible shootout with Kamara getting in a big share of it, right? So I would just go other places if I wanted to, you know, allocate big money for one of my RBs in DFS. I'd go Kamara over Zeke if I was willing to spend that kind of money. Zeke will be fine. It's just what I think is a bad matchup because I do think Washington's front is above average.
All right, Joe, we'll start the next game out with you. Right now we're looking at Colts at Tennessee. Tennessee, probably the most impressive performance of all of week one. They were a 5.5-point underdog, and they go on the road and beat the Browns by 30. They are laying 3 to the Colts, which means the books sort of have them straight up with the Colts, who obviously put in a good performance, losing overtime to the Chargers. But right now, that game at 43.5, a pretty low total in general. Mariota was really good last week, 248-3 with a 133 rating. So I'll pass it over to you is there really any difference between these teams? The 30-point win by the Titans, does that have you thinking that maybe we've misread them?
Listen, this is another one of the class situations, divisional dogs, right? And right now, that's the position the Colts find themselves in. It's been very interesting to put the perception of the public bet versus the professional bettors and what they've done They waited until it got to 3.5, and of course, once the hook came in, professional bettors started hammering it, bringing it back down to 3. This is a large dog. It's actually the most loved dog on board here today. Let us not forget, Adam and Patera didn't botch 7 points last week. Eric Ebron actually would have, you know, caught the ball in the end zone as opposed to prying it. We'd be having a different conversation about
that. All right, we got a little bit of a
Yeah, I'm with Joe on this one.
A little
though,
bit of a connection issue with
I'm
Joe.
I'm with Joe on this one. I agree with him as well. Listen, going, you know, this is the idea of what we thought about these teams a mere 8 days ago, blew it. You know what I mean? And what they are now. Yes, Tennessee went into Cleveland and absolutely dump trucked them, right? But I don't know yet if that's because Tennessee is good or if Cleveland, you know, is smelling their own fumes, right? So I actually am on Indianapolis in this game. Another one of these divisional dogs. I'm getting 3 points. I think Indy is the better team. You know, if 8 days ago you asked me who's this better team, I would have said Indy by a long shot. We talked about how I was under on the Tennessee win total, and just 1 week is not enough for me to completely 180 my perspective, and I'm getting the field goal in the division matchup. I like Indy plus the 3 points here, Blewett.
I don't like this game. I think I'm staying away from that one. I think there's too many other games that I like for me to get involved in that one. I think you could justify everything you guys just said. I think that's a hard one for me. I've always been a little bit more bullish on the Titans than others. But I agree with you in that I can't just judge it off of a 30-point win in week one.
And also, remember, the Colts lost in overtime to the Chargers, you know, on the road to the Chargers.
It's not a bad loss.
Everybody thinks, exactly, that's what I'm saying, you know, who everybody thinks is a playoff-caliber team. You took them to overtime in their home opener, you know, so I'm not ready to hop off Indianapolis just yet.
Yeah, so really quick thoughts on Jacksonville and Houston. Jacksonville getting a lot of points here. It was 9.5, as Gabe said in his segment. It's all the way down to 7.5. I think that there is value there, and in fact, Daily Roto's betting tool has that as a 5-star bet at 9. Now, it probably come off of the 5-star rating, but nonetheless, Jacksonville getting that many points with a Houston team that looked confused at the end of the game. I think a really talented Houston team, but not always executing the way they need to in critical situations.
Pressure on Deshaun Watson, I think, is what's going to rule to be the dominant narrative of this game. Pressure on Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I agree. Gardner Minshew played really well last week, but can he do that up against the Houston front? We'll find out and get Joe's thoughts when we get him back connected. It's Mike, Joe, and Dane, stay on the grid.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Sam Darnold's going to miss the game with mono. So is it just simply put a downgrade across the board with everyone on the Jets?
No, I think it's a downgrade to all the offense. Plus, you throw in the fact that Quincy Nunwa, another piece they lost, he's out for the year too. So all of a sudden, this Jets season looks like it might be over before it starts, going 0-2, and with some injuries and missing the quarterback for this week.
Weekdays, noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Made Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to MadeSailors.com. That's MadeSailors.com. The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. So go to FanDuel.com/grid, G-R-I-D, where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. So point spreads, game totals, props, and parlays, in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. So go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over. It's New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply, and see website for details. And I say that all from the Sports Grid studio at the FanDuel Sportsbook in New Jersey. So thank you for watching. Thanks for getting on the grid. So I believe we have Joe back with us. Joe, I wanted to get your thoughts on a game that you didn't get to comment on. It was Jacksonville at Houston. The spread was up to 9 earlier in the week. It's been bet down to 7.5. Gabe still really likes the value there. I do as well. I think it's a tough assignment for Gardner Minshew, so that's the X factor, but I still think there's too much value in a divisional game and a Jacksonville team that, look, they had to react to losing their starting quarterback in the middle of a game against a very powerful offensive team. I think that's a difficult assignment for anybody, although I guess the University of Florida could tell you otherwise based on last night. So, but give me your thoughts on that one, because tough assignment for Minshew, but there's just so much value in that spread.
Well, what did we learn about the Texans last week? We learned that they can have a lead and they can easily blow a lead in the second half and late in games. To me, this has got backdoor cover at 7.5 written all over it. In fact, the numbers favor Jacksonville. I believe the road team in this series, 11-4-1 against the number of the last 16. Also, the Jags are 5-2-1 against the number in their last 8 meetings in Houston. Yeah, I would not underestimate the running game, the defense kicking it up a notch. I don't think Jacksonville wins, but this has got backdoor cover written all over it, given what we saw from Texas last week, that defense with the lead. Yeah, that doesn't exactly make me feel warm and fuzzy laying the hook at 7.5.
Okay, so let's turn the page over to this game that's going to happen here right behind me in an hour and a half. We have Bills at Giants. I'm in lockstep with Gabe. I just still think, Joe, that we're getting some value early in the season on some of the bad teams, meaning I think the spreads are still a little too low. Now, obviously, there's been a massive reaction to what happened in Miami, and they're playing New England, and you're not going to see point spreads really that big. And conversely, similarly with Kansas City playing so well and Baltimore playing so well, they're seeing huge spreads. What I'm saying is the Giants got run off the field last week. They're playing a Bills team that should be energized by the comeback they had in this very stadium a week ago. And I just think that this spread should be a little bit bigger. I know they're a home team, so Vegas is basically, or the books are telling you, it's basically a 5-point difference. I actually think it's a little bit larger than that. My biggest concern about the Giants this season was their defense, and I think they proved it last week. They don't have one. And with Josh Allen maybe feeling a little bit more comfortable, I like the Bills laying the 2, but what are your thoughts?
Well, you got two situations. You're either asking me to support the idea that Josh Allen wins back-to-back games on the road to start the season, or that the Giants' defense is going to be as bad as they were against the Cowboys, and it's a tough proposition either way you go. I do think that the Giants' defense will be better. I do think that the Buffalo Bills don't have even remotely close to the same offense that the Dallas Cowboy does. So I do think that this game is going to be a lot closer. I actually believe I'm going to go contrarian in this game. I believe there's going to be more points than people think in this game. I'm going to go with the over in this game, because I do think both of these teams can have some success. Certainly Saquon Barkley. And the minute that you tell me that a team, they're not going to be able to score, you know, Buffalo is going to, they're going to shut them down. Yeah, well, that's usually when they put up 25, 28 points in a game. So I'm going to go ahead and back the over in this game, because the side, to me, it's a coin flip.
I think I'm in agreement here, because in my one of my DFS tournaments that I put together this morning, I sort of stacked this game. I have Evan Ingram, Josh Allen, John Brown in there. I'm trying to find a way to get Barkley in, a little expensive for that lineup. But nonetheless, I do think there's some points to be had here. And I will say, sometime in the last 15 minutes, in the time between I checked this game came down a half a point. So I have seen some action on Twitter and getting some messages from people that they like the Giants, basically due to the fact that they're a home dog and they're getting some value there. So this point spread, just within the last 15 minutes, went from 2 to 1.5. So the Giants now laying 1.5 on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Dane, your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, you know, I think that Joe framed it correctly, the idea of, like, what do you trust more or least, the Josh Allen or the Giants defense? I'm just taking the other option than Ranieri is, okay? What I have more faith in from what I've seen is that the Giants defense is really, really that bad, okay? So I have more trust that Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills can, in fact, move the ball. I think you're right, Blewett. Some of these really dramatically bad things on the lower side of the continuum, I don't think Vegas has baked in, whether that's the Miami Dolphins as a whole team or the Giants defense. I agree with you, Blewett. I think that's where the value lies. I'm on Buffalo. I think they get it done. And if you're trying to make a little lineup, also, Blewett, I think Devin Singletary is very interesting. He gashed the Jets late in that second half without, obviously, CJ Mosley. I actually think he's the one with some juice left in the tank over Frank Gore. I would not be surprised to see a big play out of Devin Singletary today in MetLife.
Yeah, Gabe Morenci told me right after his segment earlier, and he'll be on again in about 24 minutes or so, that there's a prop that he got for Beasley over 3.5 receptions. I wish I could find that, because I would hammer that one. He had 5 in the first half last week. I just think he's going to be a big part of the ball control, part of the offense here. Devin Singletary obviously looking good in some action there, running routes and everything else. And I think Beasley is going to continue to be a part of it. I do think
yards,
Allen can hit John Brown for a deep one today. So
for Beasley, I have reception
yards. I wasn't able to find it either.
I see it at 41.5. Yeah. Cole Beasley receiving yards, 41.5.
Got it. So 41.5 there. If you're assuming 5-6 receptions, I think you can get to that number pretty easily, even though he's a lower average depth of target guy than most. Ball control passer all the way. I think his receptions will be at a pretty high number this year, even if the yardage only settles in around 700-800. So let's go to the next game here. Chicago and Denver. I would say, Joe, this is probably a game that's not exciting a lot of people, simply because Chicago didn't look good at all offensively in week one, nor did Denver. So you see this total, which settles in right now at, let me look at it, 40. So that's now the lowest one on the board. Bears laying 2.5. Denver, I'd say my only regret about Denver is that I didn't take the under and wins. It was at 7. I had never thought they'd get there, and I certainly don't think it now. That offense was out of sync for most of the game on Monday night against Oakland.
Yeah, this has got ugly written all over it, but it's also, I think, a situation where I might break this game up into halves. I think the first half will favor Chicago. I do think that the second half is going to be where the scoring is, so I lean Chicago being able to get at least enough points to walk in. I think they're a 2 or maybe even a 2.5 point favorite in the first half. I do think Chicago will go into halftime with the lead, but depending on the adjustments, I do think there'll be some more scoring happening in the second half here. Fangio goes home, doesn't he? Isn't that what it's all about? But I will say this, careful. The Denver Broncos record in the first couple of weeks at home over the last, I don't know, 10 years, guys, and there have been some horrific Broncos teams. It is gaudy. It is disgusting how good they have been against the number at home. during the first 2 weeks of the season. So it's actually so gaudy. It's actually put me off from backing the Bears full game. I'd rather opt just to take the Bears in the first half as opposed to the full game.
Okay, moving on to the next one. Chargers at Lions. So Lions blow that lead. Obviously, everybody knows about the timeout that was called from the sidelines, which would have iced the game. It negated a game icing first down for the Lions. And then things just went bad at the end of regulation. And then overtime, they traded scores. And here we are, yet another tie to start this season as they tied the Cardinals. So Chargers get the big overtime win. Lions get the overtime tie, and they're facing off this week. I feel like a lot of people are sort of backing the Lions here, as evidenced by the spread, Dane. It's only 1.5. You've talked a lot about the Chargers all during the preseason that you're a believer, but right now the books have this as a pretty even game.
Yeah, they do. And this is one, you're right. I've always backed the Chargers. You know I've been high on the Chargers for the last, 2 years, to be quite honest. But guys, at a certain point, it has to start to hurt, right? There will be no Melvin Gordon. There will be no Hunter Henry. We don't know about Mike Williams. You know, the actives and inactives are coming out. But even if he is active, you know, maybe it's a limited kind of snap count. At some point, this has to have an impact on this offense. You talk also about the Chargers traveling. And I can't get a good read on this one. This may be one where the Lions at home, you know, actually show out. This is a stay away from me, to be honest. I will say this. The action I do have on this game, because, you know, all the injuries that the Chargers do have, Austin Eckler, I have at +120 to score a touchdown at any point in the game. I think when the Chargers do score, and it's not like Detroit's going to shut these guys out. I think the Chargers will score, and I think Austin Eckler gets in the end zone, and I'm willing to bet +120 on it. But I can't get a good read on this game for the full game.
Joe, do you like the home dog getting points here again?
Yeah, I don't like the offensive line of the Chargers. They got 4 sacks on Phillip Rivers by the Colts. Murray got sacked 5 times by that defensive front of Detroit. Yeah, I like Detroit. I think they're a live dog in this situation.
Trey Flowers, a big addition for them in the offseason, making an impact. So we'll come back. We'll talk about some more games. We've got Bengals, Niners. And we're going to have Gabe, obviously, at the top of the hour. But we'll talk some player props after the break. Mike, Dane, and Joe. We'll be right back.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CARMATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in a dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Back on the grid, thanks for joining us on Zumo. We're listening on the Fantasy Sports Radio app on TuneIn and iHeartRadio. Thank you. So week two, we've gotten into a lot of games, a lot of action going on. I know Dane actually wanted to mention something regarding Chicago and Denver, a game that is probably one of the least talked about games on this slate. But Dane, what was your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, you know, Ranieri mentioned part of it. You know, we always talk about in Miami, like that first month of the season, the humidity down there and how guys aren't in shape, you know, it wears on them. So does the altitude in Denver. You know, Joe talked about that first couple of weeks in the season. Denver usually has those two home games. This time it's just this week. I really do like Denver plus the 2.5 this week. And the reason, it's something that we haven't talked about as much, and it's Vic Fangio, okay? He is one of a few examples where defensive coordinators are playing against teams that they used to coach, and Fangio is one of them. So do you think Vic Fangio knows how to, you know, confuse Mitch Trubisky? I do. Do you think Vic Fangio knows the holes of the Chicago Bears defense that he was coaching? I do. Okay, so that combined with the altitude, combined with the fact that, you know, I just think, again, Denver coming home, Chicago going on the road. I actually think that Denver plus the 2.5 for those reasons is a strong play. I know we won't talk much about Monday Night Football, but people, Greg Williams now with the Jets facing his former team in Cleveland is a similar kind of scenario that I just wanted to alert people to. And I think we saw, especially just coming off of Thursday Night Football, the impact a defensive coordinator can have. Todd Bowles has that Bucs defense looking much better. I think Vic Fangio moving over and Greg Williams moving over both may have impact for the Broncos and the Jets in games that they are both home dogs in, and I think it's important to note, Blewett.
Joe, unfortunately, I think the list of people that are they're finding success in confusing Mitch Trubisky is growing. So
I think Dane can't Fangio get added to the list, but unfortunately,
yeah.
I will say this about this game.
I think it's a fair point.
Look at the over in this. Look at the total in this game. All right, both of these teams did not. Both of these teams played to the under in week one. And usually, what happens early on in the season?
It's 40.
Actually,
right now.
From 40.5. So weeks 2 through 4, guys, since 2005, teams that meet that both the week before went under have cashed nearly 65% to the over the following game because of the overreaction that neither of these teams can score points. You're looking at a 19.5 first half total, and you're looking at a 40.5 game total. Do not be surprised if this game lands to the over.
I like the game over more than maybe the first half over. I think it could be a slow start again, but I like the game total over there more than I even like this picking aside, as Joe often says. I'm just struggling with it. I do think the Bears are the better team, but it won't stun me if they're 0-2. Joe and I and Dane talked a lot about the Bears during the preseason and how that 9.5 looked like an under to me. But doesn't necessarily mean that I had the confidence to bet it. It was just going to be a huge a huge step back from the 12-win season they had all the way down to 9 or 8. And I think it's live right now, but still, we'll see. I give them a little bit more credit than them playing a really bad first game. I mean, Atlanta and Philly obviously struggled in the opening game last year, and Philly availed themselves pretty well over the course of the season, and that was with a change at quarterback at some point. So, okay, the game we didn't really talk about too much, and then we'll get into a few player props, is Niners-Bengals. Joe mentioned briefly earlier in the show that he did like the home team here, but Dane, I wanted to give you a shot to comment on it because this spread's down to 1, tightest spread on the day, 46 total. The Niners are going to be without Tevin Coleman. The Bengals are probably actively testing Joe Mixon's ankle right now, although he's likely to play. We'll find out in 15 minutes from Alex Fasano about all the inactives. Some of you may already have that information, but we're going to recap it in a succinct fashion at the top of the hour. But, you know, Bengals, moral victories. There are no more moral victories in the NFL, as a guy who coached behind me for many years, Bill Parcells, said. So, I don't put too much on it. I think it looked more like Seattle wasn't ready to go than the Bengals are going to fight tooth and nail against good teams. But give me your thoughts on this game.
Yeah, I think this is a matchup of two subpar teams, Blewett. You know, and going into the season, I refer back to 8 days ago, like we did with things like Tennessee and Indianapolis, what we thought of them. Going 8 days ago, I thought Cincinnati was going to be one of the worst teams in the NFL, picking in the top 3 or the top 5 next year. Yeah, they had a good first half against Seattle, but I don't know that that is enough to change my perception of them. I still think they are a bad team that I will not trust, even if they're getting one, even if they're home. This is a team I just don't trust. I also still will get the update on Joe Mixon. I think if Mixon is active, he could still be a decoy. And I believe that this 49ers defense, which will, by the way, it looks like have Nick Bosa there in week 2. And Sherman could lock up Tyler Boyd, I believe. I would lean towards San Francisco, although it is not a strong position for me. I do have a strong prop bet from this game that I know we'll talk about a little bit later on, though.
So why don't you give that to me now? We'll make the transition and talking to some player props.
Sure, no problem. Listen, you mentioned in the setup for this game, there is no Tevin Coleman. I think Matt Breida is just a good player. Okay, guys? I think Matt Breida is an undervalued player in general. He's in my DFS lineup at only 5,400. But then when I go to the prop bet on him, his rushing total, guys, is 53.5. This is a guy, Breida, who can break one long. All right? I believe that, especially without Tevin Coleman, I believe Breida, even if he's combined with someone like Raheem Mostert, I believe he can get over that 53.5 number. That's at least what it was when I got it 2 days ago. I'll check to see if it's moved, but I like the Breida over rushing total in this game.
I kind of like that. I really like Breida more in a total yards capacity than I like locking him into a rushing number, only because I don't know how they'll move this around. Jeff Wilson comes off the practice squad in order to is now active, conceivably gaining some touches there. I always like Breida more as a total number than I do as a rushing
total
number.
I only saw the rushing yards.
I think that's a reasonable number to do. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I've got two player props going right now. If I can find that Cole Beasley one, I'm going to hammer it. But I have Adam Thielen over 5.5 receptions. And, Joe, people are going to tell me that the Vikings only threw the ball 10 times last week, and I get it. But he's had a very strong track record against the Packers, and as you mentioned earlier in the show, Adams has against the Vikings as well when they play. I do think that while Minnesota is going to lean towards the run, I think Thielen should be pretty easily get to that 6 or 7 number and push me over. The other one I have, I'm going to stick with the Ravens. I'm going to split up some money here with Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson, and Mark Ingram to score the first touchdown. I think if one of those hit, I'm in the money. The guy that I'm leaving out of the quinella, so to speak, is David Johnson. So he could steal this all away from me, but I'll take one of those first three and hope Lamar doesn't throw it to Mark Andrews. Maybe he runs it in or Ingram runs it in. I got paid off 6-1 last week with Ingram. So those are my two player props I have right now. Now, but I'm looking for more. What do you have?
Well, I'm going to stick with that. I'm going to go with Lamar Jackson over 1.5 touchdowns at about minus 120, minus 125, if you guys can find it there. I mean, let's face it, the guy, he was a money-making machine prop-wise last week, and I think he's got already 12 touchdowns in his first 9 games as a pro. I don't see that slowing down with the beat-up secondary of the Cards in this game at home, so I would expect at least 2 touchdowns in the air from Lamar Jackson. And I also, I'm going to go to the Giants and the Bills, and I'm going to say Saquon Barkley over 4.5 receptions in this game. Eli's got nobody else to throw the ball to. So outside of Evan Ingram, I like think that Barkley, yeah, Barkley is going to be a guy that is going to catch a lot of passes out of the backfield. He has to when he's not running it, not to mention the Bills last year allowed the 8th most yards to pass catching running backs out of the backfield. They were really good against wide receivers, not so good against the running backs out of the backfield. I expect Saquon to have more than 4.5 receptions.
Well, the good news for Joe is that he got it at 4.5. You go to FanDuel Sportsbook right now, it's 5.5. I still think it's over. I still think it's over, but I'm not as confident. I like Joe's number better than what I can get right here. So, Dane, any other player props that jump out to you?
Yeah, we talked about some over the course of us going game by game. Outside of the Breed one that I just mentioned, I like Austin Eckler to score a touchdown today at plus 120. And the other one that I like, we talked about it. I asked Dinkmeyer when we were doing the DFS stacks. I go to Derek Carr, okay? I think this Kansas City Chiefs defense, we know this is kind of going to be back and forth. I don't trust the Kansas City Chiefs pass defense. I do think they'll be up, and so there'll be some garbage time, kind of soft defense potential. And when I look, Derek Carr, the number for his passing yards is 254.5. I think he can get over that. I think he can get 300 today in what could be a soft defense in the second half playing prevent in a back and forth kind of game, or in a high scoring kind of game at least.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting into the Steelers-Seahawks game because I'm curious what some of the player props are here for Roethlisberger, who's right. Obviously a home game. Roethlisberger's at a 1.5 number on passing touchdowns. I think you like the over there, even though it's not, you're not getting a ton of value there. James Conner rushing yards, 66.5. I'm going to try and find Juju Smith-Schuster. Total reception, 6.5. They had a terrible game last week, yeah. And he was basically at that number. I think they're going to force the issue today with a banged-up Seattle secondary, banged-up line. The Steelers' offensive line is one of the better ones in the NFL, and the Seattle defensive line is banged up and or dealing with a suspension. So I think you start to look at numbers like that with Juju Smith-Schuster. You know, Dane, in some ways we're equating guys we expect to have a big fantasy day and applying that to the props. So Juju Smith-Schuster at good value in DFS, 6.5, a number where, you know, he's got to be in the mix here, but number one wide receiver in that offense at home, you think he can get to 7, right?
Yeah, I think that's an interesting play, but Blewett, I'd throw it back to you because I know you are the Steelers guy. Yes, I think Juju, but I still have that open question, Mike, of who's number two, right? And then I look at these props. Vance McDonald, 44 yards. Ryan Switzer, 26 yards. Washington, 33.5. Moncrief, 38.5. Blewett, who's the number two receiver? Because the number two receiver is going to go over their prop bet total today, right?
The number I like the most is the one with the lowest number, and that's James Washington. He hit 2 catches for 51 yards last week. The problem with Vance McDonald is, the problem with McDonald is, and I do like the way some people were projecting him in the preseason to perhaps take a bigger role. Joe, we have not yet seen that from Vance McDonald. We've seen it in very limited fashion. Once or twice has Vance McDonald been a integral part of the offense over the course of an entire year. So for me to expect that he is now going to take over as the number two pass catcher, it's already Juju and James Conner. In fact, Ben feels more comfortable throwing to Jalen Samuels than any of the other guys we've mentioned.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. We just haven't seen it yet. And I do like this game from the standpoint of, take a look at Seattle's wide receivers. You are not running on Pittsburgh, guys, okay? It is not going to happen. And I do think if Seattle is going to be in a track meet, which they will be, they're going to have to score points, which means they're going to have to throw the ball a lot. And I like their number three receiver, Jerron Brown. I think his number is around 19.5 yards right now, over. they're going to have to spread that ball around. And this guy's a big target. He's 6'5". He runs a 4.45. The guy is a beast. And it's only going to take one pass from Russell Wilson to have to compete in this game. He'll be going deep a lot this game because they're not going to be able to run it. Give me the over 19 and a half yards.
To all you fantasy players out there that are in deep leagues, you feel my pain. I'm playing Jerron Brown in one today. So Joe's music to my ears. I need this guy to get some yardage. All right, Mike, Dana, and Joe. We'll be back with Gabe right after this on The Grid.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
The window.
This society is really soft. We are too sensitive. Logan Ryan, they got beer spilt on him against the Browns when he jumped into the stands in Brown Stadium. It was a classless move from the fan. But what do you expect from Cleveland Browns fans, first of all? And you're kicking their butt. They're bitter. They're angry. Don't jump into the stands, please, in opposing stadium. And you got beer spilt on you. Relax, Logan Ryan. I mean, it's not the worst thing. You get over it.
Watch live weekdays, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern on Sumo TV, channel 719.
Back on the grid, and we got Gabe Morenci here with his best bets.
Thank you very much, Mike Blue. We're just monitoring the line movement right now. I guess people are daring to fade me. You go ahead, as it's moved a half point right now here at FanDuel. New York Giants now plus 1.5. It was 2 an hour ago when we spoke. But this is actually the reality of the fact that we're on the premises, and there's a lot of Giant fans that are coming in and placing their bets on the home team. We talked about this game quickly earlier. We'll be back at 12:40 for a whole segment to run through all of our props and everything. But the Buffalo Bill defense is an elite defense, guys. And let's be real. Eli Manning is done. He's shot. Shermer's talking about Josh Allen having a chance to be a starter. Well, I'll tell you what, Coach. There's a chance that you're still going to be the coach of the New York Giants in 2 years. All right? So I'd worry about your own crap-ass quarterback and Eli Manning than worrying about Josh Allen. Take Cole Beasley over 3.5 props, 3.5 receptions with your props. Last week we cashed this. He had like 5 in the first half. Devin Singletary, expect him to have a bigger role in this football game today. He caught 5 balls last week as well. His reception prop is only 2.5, but let's get Blewett interested in this. Let's talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Pittsburgh Steelers host the Seattle Seahawks. There were some 3.5s on the board last night, and I don't understand the line movement this week, to be honest.
Yeah.
This has blowout written all over it, guys. The Seattle Seahawks have lost 5 consecutive road openers. They're absolutely putrid in the month of September. Every year it's the same thing. Seattle take a little while to get going. Big Ben Roethlisberger and Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers off of humiliating losses. It's only happened 8 times in Big Ben Roethlisberger's career that he's lost a football game by more than 18 points to the point spread. All right, so the spread was 5, 5.5. They ended up losing by, 30, whatever the hell it was. He's 8-0 straight up and against the spread in a bounce-back situation. Big Ben Roethlisberger is one of the best bounce-back quarterbacks in NFL history, actually, and he's a pretty good escort back to your hotel room, as Stormy Daniels found out after the tryst with Trump. I still don't know how that didn't get more attention, but that's here or there. Pittsburgh Steelers roll the Seahawks today. Lay the 4. I generally don't like laying points, guys, like this. Lay the 4. Pittsburgh rolls them.
Roethlisberger's numbers are 294.5 for passing yards. Big number, so obviously the books feel like he's going to put up some numbers. Come back for hour number 3. Alex Fasano getting your inactives ready next.